Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Harry Curry. Bring a little sunshine indoors with the exciting new arrivals in store or online at harrycurry.com.
0818 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 51551 is our text number. You know, in Christmas week every year we do your vote at the top 10 highs and lows of the year just passed. Obviously, this December coming will be 2024, but the top 10 highs have just happened in, and you're living through it this afternoon. The highlight of 2024, I suspect, is going to be the Irish Olympic Team Ireland Olympics. They're fantastic performance. Every single one of them, every single one of them winners. Brendan Donoghue is with the massive crowd outside the GPO in the centre of Dublin. Brenda.
Oh, Joe, I don't know if you can hear me or not.
I can.
You can hear the absolute joy and, I suppose, excitement and enthusiasm that's all around me. I'm stage left, and I'm looking up on the stage now, and the athletes are on stage. You can probably see it in the telly in the studio there.
Yeah.
And Marty, of course, has his clean shirt on him, so he's looking great. But all down O'Connell Street. Now, I have talked to people all day today, and they have travelled from Armagh, from Donegal, the buses, the trains from Galway, from Kerry. The grannies have brought their grandchildren out. The children are off school. No matter what happens, the summer of 2024, for children, they're going to remember it as this experience. And being here today is honestly such a joyful thing. And the athletes arrived, they stayed in the double-decker bus. Hello to the busmen who drove them. Thomas Barr is speaking at the moment. He's hot, isn't he, Thomas Barr? They're all agreeing with me here. But, you know, everybody was just in such good form. But I have planted myself around the friends and family of the athletes that are on stage. And hopefully we get a chance, they'll be able to hear you, Joe. But two girls who've come up all the way from Donegal, and they are best friends of Mona McSherry, our bronze-winning Olympic swimmer. And they are Ruby and they are Roisin. Roisin, Donegal today. Say hello to Joe.
Hey, hello, Roisin. Joe. Congratulations. You know Mona, so well done. Well done. You've stood by her over the years. Go ahead, Brenda.
Thank you.
Yes, she can hear you there. Tell me a little bit about Mona.
I suppose we met Mona, myself and Ruby, when we started in Marlins and Ballyshannon Small Swim Club, where I suppose it all began, and we went to the same secondary school then, so we stayed friends all the years, and it's been incredible to watch her make her way up onto the world stage and Olympic stage. So,
and have you been in touch with a Ruby over the last couple of days?
Yeah, we have. She's having a great time doing lots of media too, so she's very busy, but yeah, we're just so proud of her, and she's so proud of herself, and she should be. And you know, she's done so much for Irish swimming and for our club and for just Irish sport, representing women and children.
There's the noise.
No, we can still hear you loud and clear.
Oh, great, okay. I'm just wondering, right, because a friend of mine had a daughter who's really into serious swimming, and she used to get up at 4:30 in the morning with her, take her to the pool, she'd swim for hours and hours. Then about 16, she went to the Gaeltacht, and she came back and said, I don't want to do that anymore. So it's those difficult years when you're teenagers that other things are pulling against you. Tell me about why Mona stayed with it.
She's one of the most diligent people I've ever met, and I had the pleasure to train with her up until about 2017, 2018, but I've never met someone with the same mindset as her, and she'd do anything to get to her goal. She's just so determined, and I suppose when it comes to those teenagers as well, and there's discos on or there's whatever, she's been willing to sacrifice bits and pieces just to get that extra bit of training, that bit of extra time shaved off, and it's just her mindset. But their whole family is like that. They're just hard workers. No matter what.
I think it's the hard work and dedication that she's had, and it's the support network that she has around her, and she's had that from through her family, all her extended family, friends and club, and everyone in the community was always so supportive of what she was doing. And you know, teachers in school, you know, it was tough work trying to balance everything, but she did so well, and we supported her through everything. And
we're worth the journey up from Donegal.
Yes, it was absolutely worth it. We're having so much fun.
All right, thank you, Ruby and Roisin. Joe, if you want to bear with me, I'm going to root through the crowd here. And
I hear that cheer because it's Kelly Harrington on the stage with her two gold medals. And all the other boxers, fantastic crew, always did really well for Ireland in the boxing. Kelly's
there, and you hear the crowd are now chanting her name,
here
Joe.
Here they come, yeah.
And I'm watching her dad. I'm just standing behind her father, Christy, who got your letter, by the way, your lovely card today.
Oh, very good,
he said to say thank you. And I'm just standing beside him. I just love people smiling. He's got the biggest smile on his face.
Great.
So they're going to interview Kelly, so I don't think I should go up and ask him right now. But I have Nathan here. And Nathan, of course, is Daniel's twin brother. And Nathan, will you put those earphones in there? And thank you very much. You're in the crowd here. Daniel's up on stage shortly. Say hello to Joe. He's on the other end of the line.
Hello, Joe. How are you doing?
Yeah, here's Kelly. I'm not being rude. Let's go straight to Kelly. I'll come back to you in the audience in a sec. Kelly.
And this has been a wonderful performance by the boxing team, but particularly by yourself.
Can we actually get Zor and James up on the stage as well, please? I think it's only fair that we have our coaches up here. So if we can get Zor and James up here, that would be great.
Zor is the man who danced in the ring with Kelly last Tuesday night. He may be asked to appear in Strictly Come Dancing next January. I doubt it somehow. But he's a great coach.
Dublin is our capital city, and it's our home. But you were born and bred here. This is very much your home. To be back in Dublin, gold medal Tokyo, gold medal Paris. Can you put it into words?
Here they are. Here they are.
Woo! Noel and Zor, the trainers, you know them. You know them by now. Look, they're beaming. Everyone is beaming on that stage, including Marty Morrissey.
To answer the question, it hasn't actually sank in yet, but it's the stuff of dreams, to be honest with you. I think it'll only be in a few weeks when I actually sit down and have time on my own to think back over the last... That's it! That's exactly it! And have time to think back of the last 20 years, then I'll really, you know, whatever. Say that again?
Giving it everything.
That's it, yeah. I'm just looking forward to having that time to myself to have a little bit of a whinge and see how far we've come. And it's just to have the support of this great nation is just fantastic. Like, this is absolutely amazing for absolutely every one of the athletes here on Team Ireland who give their everything day in, day out. To have the support now of this nation for all of us, from the bottom of every one of our hearts, it really does mean the world to us. And that's in whether we win, we lose, we draw. To have yous all there to pick us up, to dust us off, and to help us go again, that's what matters. So thank you.
Can you comprehend the impact that you have had, Zor has had, the boxing team, all the athletes on this great country of ours over the last 2 weeks? All our worries seem to be washed away as we fought every fight with you. You had your jab, your right, whatever it was. We went with you. It was amazing.
This is sport. We forget about absolutely everything and we just do what we have to do in sport. You know, we're a small nation, but we're a mighty nation. And we'll fight and we'll keep on fighting. That's the way we are. That's why we are who we are.
There was a deep, deep love for you across our nation, for you, Kelly Harrington, and your achievements, and that is the truth. For you, Zor, tell me what it's been like working with Kelly over the last
Kelly's
couple of years.
Trainer. Remember, the Irish boxing team, again. Kelly Harrington, Aidan Walsh, Aoife O'Rourke, Diana Moorhouse, Dean Clancy, Gráinne Walsh, Duke Gallagher, Jennifer Lahan, Jack Marley and Michaela Walsh, as well as other back team. Everyone deserves a shout-out. Back to Zara.
It looks very good, beautiful. It's fantastic. But behind this hard work done, she worked very hard for this. We all worked together to help each other to achieve these goals. And she deserves it. Kelly is a universal boxer. Very, very universal boxer. And I always feel that you never know what happens, but I had in my head, she can do this. And we always inspired each other. And this happened and we all happy. And I want to congratulate to all Ireland this victory. That's what I would say.
One of the lasting memories for me, and we've had so many, is the two of you dancing in the ring. Now that was special, because I never saw you do that before.
You want some? Look.
If you want it, you will have it.
You know, when you have your goal, and that it's not easy to achieve, but when you achieve this, you have to feel this. It's unusual pleasure, you know? And you can dance, you can jump and everything. As Aidan Wolf jump, remember?
Yeah.
I want to say a few words about rest of team, everyone. We have a young team. Everyone performed very well. They did everything. They did everything, absolutely. Just very close fights was there. Somebody has less experience, somebody needs more development. They know this, but this team will say his word in the future. That's all I want to say.
Well said. Are you still there, Brenda?
Your journey.
Still am here, and we're listening to Zora. Everybody loves him here. I think they could hear him forever. It really is true. But I'm also with
Kelly again,
Nathan. And there's Kelly again. I have Nathan here. And Nathan, you must be having the best of times at the moment.
Yeah, we are. I didn't expect this many people to be here. And it's such a sunny day as well. Must have brought the weather home from Paris.
And tell me, how is Daniel? Because he was sick.
So he had to go to the hospital last night, but then he's all good now and fully recovered for the homecoming.
Was it a tummy bug? Was it partying too hard?
Nah, I think they said it's from swimming in the Seine when he got
luck.
There. And but I think he's fully recovered now when he went to the hospital, so he's all good.
Well, you know, when we were talking to Joe, when Daniel won his gold, all these wonderful twins rang the programme with all those stories of the shared bond connection. And I suppose, you know what the other person is doing. And that's something both of you share, isn't it?
Yeah, well, he did say he could hear me in the crowd in front of 18,000 people. Don't know how true that is, though, because I couldn't even hear myself. So, but I guess I did try to talk to him during the races and that. I hope I try to spear him on. And especially in that 800, I was shouting the whole way up on my feet with everybody behind us.
What a wonderful time for your family. You enjoy it, Nathan.
That's Nathan.
Thank
that's Nathan Whiffen. We go back onto the
that's
stage
Nathan
just for
Whiffen.
A sec because Tor is becoming the new Jack Charlton.
We watch everything, absolutely. James Doyle here, very good coach, my right hands. And Damian Kennedy is not here, who is very, very special, very strong coach. We all sit, we watch everything. Our links, we have very good coach. Leanne is her name, and she's not here today. Very good coaching team. We look at everything and we see 95% she should win this bout. Everything will go if according plan goes, everything. And Kelly implement everything, absolutely. I told her before, you are two person inside you, I said, because you can... Why she's a universal boxer means any distance, any style she can fight, which is very difficult. And that's why I believe she can do third time this.
Kelly, there's no retirement.
I'm done. But just before we finish up, again, this team is absolutely phenomenal. You know, it's a young team, a fresh team, and sometimes we've been plagued with injuries as well. But everybody went out there and they gave it absolutely everything. Some very, very close fights. Some fights that absolutely should have went our way. But that's, we move forward. But you don't get to where you get to if you don't have a good team. And this team helped me to get to where I am. And then there's also support staff. So can we just give a big cheer for all the boxing team, please? Yeah!
My last question is a kind of a personal one, Kelly, because I got to know your mom and dad when they welcomed us when you were boxing in Tokyo into their home, Tivon and Christy. You're looking forward to going home tonight, this evening?
Absolutely. Here's a funny thing for you, right? So we're all on the bus up there waiting, right? My dad's absolutely off his head. So we're on the bus and I says, oh, we should do something in front of the portal there over to New York. And I sees this fella in front of the portal and he has the flag and he's like that. And I went, who's that? Of course it'd only be Christy Harrington standing there with the Irish flag. Oh, I tell you.
Well done, Christy. Ladies and gentlemen, give a massive Dublin, Ireland, massive cheer for our boxing team and Kelly Harrington, our gold medalist, our double gold medalist winner. And thank you all.
Sorry, Antia, by the way, the trainer that was talking there, is it a new Jack Charlton, the Irish boxing coach? And he came to Ireland in 22 years ago in 2002. Didn't speak a word. He's from Georgia, just there south of Russia. There was a war in Georgia at the time, wasn't there? 2002, he came and didn't speak a word of English. He got the job. And so far, he has presided over 140 international medal wins, including obviously the ones in the Olympics. So he's regarded, by the way, as very shy and very quiet, but he's come out of his shell there today, really has. Brenda, I'm going to take a break. I'll be back to you in a few secs.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
And joe@rt.ie. Brenda is in O'Connell Street for the Team Ireland homecoming. Brenda.
Yes, Joe. Well, Kelly has just gone down to the front of the crowd and done a walkabout. And we had, of course, Grace in the background and the crowd went mad there. And we have some of our competitors from Team Ireland up on the stage now. But beside me is, probably becoming one of your best friends now, is Kelly's father, Christy. What a moment, Christy. What a time to be alive.
Ah, it's great. How are you going, Joe? All right?
Great, Christy. Great to hear you again.
It was just... I got more pleasure out of Kelly representing the nation on the steps of the GPO, where the likes of Pierce and all that.
Yeah.
I think that's magic. Just can't beat that.
No. I was watching you, Christy, when she was up on the stage there, and we talked before and everything, but that is the most emotional I have seen you.
Yeah.
It meant a lot.
Oh, yeah, in front of everybody. It's just beautiful, just beautiful. And everybody cheered and full of joy. Beautiful.
Christy, and what's the plan for later, Brenda? What's the plan for Killarney Street, Christy, at 7 o'clock?
Oh, the same, only bigger. The same, only bigger, Joe, yeah.
That's great, brilliant.
Well, Christy, look, you go back, you enjoy it, and thanks a million, thanks, okay? And all your
well
family,
done,
your
Christy.
Hospitality to
thank
us.
Thank you, yeah.
Okay. Brilliant. Well, you can let me just move
can't forward. You almost say it, Brenda, for every, whatever it is about the Olympic team and the Olympics, every single competitor, and it seems their families, as we've been hearing a lot, they are decent, down-to-earth, good, honest, humble people, every one of them. There's no sense of celebrity or ego or losing the run of themselves. It's a great gift.
Well, now, I have to tell you, I saw the team as they got off the bus, all together, waiting around, chatting, having a laugh. been very gentle and kind with people, taking the pictures. And now I'm in an area with all their family, and we have all the different people mixing and chatting, and it's actually lovely to see. I just wonder, would Sue say hello to us? So Sue is a mammy. And she is a mammy of an Olympic gold medal winner. Sue, can I put that in your ear there? And you can say hello to Joe. You're Fintan McCartney's mother.
I am. Hello, Joe.
Sue, great to hear you. And congratulations. You should be so proud.
Thank you.
I hope you are.
Thank you very much.
Of a great, great
yeah,
man, Fintan.
We're delighted.
And tell me, Sue. What's it been like? When did you get back from Paris? Give us the beat.
We got back Sunday night. So we kind of, as soon as it was over, we had a huge celebration down at O'Sullivan's. And then a family meal the next night, Saturday night, to celebrate. And then we were back on a plane home and left Finn and Jake, his twin brother, to it. And they carried on, I think, celebrating.
And tell me, is it true could you not even get somebody to give them a lift from the airport when they landed in Dublin? Like, how crazy is that?
That is crazy. But we were under the impression that they were coming back with the whole team. We had no idea what was going on. And we knew that Finn was going back to his house in Cork and not coming on to us because he was off to Taylor Swift in Vienna,
which got cancelled.
Yeah. So he actually afforded a good few days rest, which I think he needed, before heading back to Paris. I think he was always going to go to the closing ceremony.
And then he carried the flag.
He did, by default. Daniel wasn't very well. And so Finn got the honour, which was amazing.
Magic.
And I don't know, Joe, you might be aware of this, but having kind of young, teenage, adult daughters, he's quite the looker, really. He's easy on the eye.
Well, so they tell me. I think the Matt Damon lookalike thing. The comparison, I think, has been going on since he's about 12 years old, so it's not new to him. He's heard it a lot. Yeah, but he seems to be a bit of a, I don't know. Bit of a heartthrob, yeah.
And is he able to enjoy that status soon?
It's not his natural state. I think I think with all of them, it's another thing to deal with. But you know, they concentrate so much on their sport that all comes later, I think. And they just deal with it as it gets thrown at them.
Well, look, it's lovely to talk to you. Enjoy this with your family. And pass on our best as I give you a little wink.
I will do. Thank you very much.
Congratulations, Sue. Well done. Well done. Well done. Well done, Fintan. I can't say at the moment. Who's coming out on the stage now? Do you know, Brenda? Mark, you're still there, obviously.
Yes, I am still here. It's very hard to even make out from here.
The only complaint I've heard so far, Brenda, is some people are saying the venue, the way it's configured, has worked out too small for the massive crowd and trees are blocking the view. But anyway, I don't know whether Cottage Green, which is where Jack Charlton came back to for Italia 90, would have. But anyway, we are where we are. But it's a magnificent atmosphere.
It is, and that is an issue. And I also think there's a feeling that the stage is too small. It looks, I don't know what it looks
it's
like
too
on
low.
Telly.
It's too low, it's too,
too low.
Low, it's too low.
It's too low.
Even though
too
everyone is 6 foot tall, so to speak, metaphorically
yes,
at
yes.
least. But anyway, there's two
yes.
there's two big screens. There's a great atmosphere. The weather is magic. It's a great boost for Dublin City Centre as well. There was a great buzz there this morning as people made their way up Talbot Street and North Eyre Street.
All right, let me see. Have we anybody else here to talk to, Jim? Who's this? What's your name? This is a little girl here.
Yeah.
What's
Izzy.
Your name?
Izzy.
Izzy?
Yeah.
And what age are you, Izzy?
9.
Can you hear me clearly, Lizzie?
Yes.
Because it's so loud here. Okay, and tell me, who are you? I'm going to put that in your ear and you'll be able to hear Joe. Tell me, who are you here to see mainly? Is it everyone or do you have a favourite?
I have a favourite.
Oh, go on. Who is it?
Kelly Harrington.
Ah.
And why? Tell Joe why.
Because she's a boxer and I want to join boxing.
You want to join boxing?
Yeah.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. I'm going to the boxing where she first started.
Oh, are you?
Great. Yeah.
And do you know the name of that club?
The Corinthians.
Oh, my God, you're going to be amazing. And is this just the best thing to do during your summer holidays?
Yeah.
Oh, Izzy, well, look, you enjoy it. Say bye to Joe.
Bye.
Bye. See you, Izzy. Well done. She'll be boxing
right.
soon.
Well, up in well
Bella,
done.
Up in Bella Place there off Mountjoy Square, the Corinthians Boxing Club. Well done to everyone involved.
And Joe, you know, we've people here with their Viking hats. We have so many people wearing the ribbons that the athletics team wore as well. And we have just so many people. Just let me see if I can walk around here. Now, you can move on or stay with me. You know yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you sure?
Well, I'll get a break out of the way because it's going to get hectic now in a few minutes. Brenda's down at the GPO. There's a massive crowd down at the GPO. Great atmosphere as you hear the athletes coming home. And we will be back after this break.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
He's regarded as one of the best pommel horse workers of his generation. He's now the best in the world. Brenda has just been talking to our gymnast and gold medal winner, Rhys McClenaghan.
This has certainly energised me. It has brought the life back into my body, and I didn't expect this, but I should have, because the Irish support is next to none.
Yeah. I think when you're out there, I mean, you know, when people are showing you stuff on Twitter and all that, you can hear it,
yeah,
how excited everybody is. But the fact that they've all made the effort, grannies are in with their grandchildren,
yeah,
and they've all the colours, and it's for all of you.
Yeah, it's certainly. I mean, it's social media and everything is a different world. This is the real world, and the reality of this is thousands of people are coming out to support Team Ireland at their most successful Olympic Games ever, and that is something that doesn't even come close to comparing to what the numbers on social media say. This is personal, and we can tell the difference.
When you go out there, there's going to be so many children who are on their summer holidays. Summer 2024 is going to be one they'll remember with the Olympics and that. What would you like to say to them? Because you've been so inspirational in your post interviews and given so much hope. But they're all there. They want to hear it, Rhys.
Yeah, well, I was just like them. I was the one being inspired, and now I'm the one inspiring. So I hope that that cycle continues and continues throughout the years. And I can't wait to see it happening like that.
Yeah, well, we wish you lots of happiness. I hope you're going to have a great holiday and a break. And thank you for everything.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you to all of the Irish support. It's amazing.
Again, what's the characteristic again, Brenda? Really nice, decent, down-to-earth sports people who are extraordinarily humble. You're still there, obviously, Brenda, being swept left hither and yon by the crowds.
Yeah, it's such an exciting place to be today, Joe. And everybody is, I think, in good spirits. There's none of this pushing or trying to get up towards the stage. There's great respect and joy everybody's having. But somebody's going to have to entertain the crowd,
yes,
when it's all over and keep them happy. It's the stunningly gorgeous, I have to say. Roisin O.
Ah.
Say hello to Joe there, Roisin.
Hey, Joe. How's
it Roisin? Good to talk to you again. Good to talk
you
to you.
You too. Lovely to be on.
Are you ready? Are you ready to perform? Have you been told?
I think so. I hope so now. Yeah, we'll see how it's going. It's all you know, crazy back here, but we're absolutely loving it. I'm just so happy to be here. Support the Olympians. Such an unbelievable turnout of Olympians this year. It's just an honour to be here, to be asked to come down, you know.
And then who do I see in the paper yesterday wowing Paris but your brother? Did you see the photograph,
yes,
of him? Yeah.
Yeah, I was over there with him as well.
Okay.
I just came back. Yeah, we had a ball. It was
Danny O'Reilly from the Coronas. And this is Roisin O. And Roisin, have you been told any indication what time you might be performing at this afternoon?
Yeah, there was talk of about 2:45, 2:40,
okay,
but we'll see how it goes. Now, we're taking our time here.
And have you decided what you're going to sing?
Well, we'll see. I've been asked to sing a song now. I might leave it for a surprise. We'll see what they say.
I'd say you've been asked to sing Grace.
Perhaps. You never
because,
know.
Because, and one of the most memorable versions of Grace I ever heard was you, Danny. Who else was in Kilmainham Jail? You remember that record?
My cousin Aoife. Aoife Scott.
Yeah, Aoife Scott, yeah. The voices, that was for the 2016 celebrate. Yeah, that was magic.
Yeah, that was amazing.
That was absolutely magic.
But, you know, like, I'm here today, and I think that song has become Kelly Harrington's song now, so yeah. I'm just here to support her, see if I can coax her onto the stage, I think.
Oh, of course. And her mother's a great singer, Yvonne, and Christy can sing as well. And Christy was telling us the other day, Roisin, the reason that they love Grace is because of the story in the song.
I know.
It's a real ballad. It's a great story. Anyway,
it's beautiful.
Keep your voice. Would you look after your voice, Roisin?
I will.
Please do. You have a great voice. And well done.
That's Roisin. Thanks very much, Roisin. The very best to look. Well, as I said, you know, a lot of people are mixing very well together. They may not have known each other, but they have shared something very, very special. I have two mams here.
And Joanna Lynch.
Joanna Lynch. Put that in your ear, Joanna, there. But one of them in. You put one of them in. And your son, Dara, won a bronze medal.
He won a bronze medal. And we're thrilled for him. And we've never seen him so happy. Every time we turn on the television, we see a smiling Dara, which is most unusual because he's always a very, very tired Dara. Yeah. Like, exhausted Dara. So we're very, very happy for them. And he's living his best life in Paris.
So tell us a little bit about Dara and watching that race and bringing him up. You can say...
Because Dara's a roar, and Dara is from Clonmel, and Dara and Philip Doyle won bronze.
Oh my God, Fintan has just come up on the stage.
Sorry, excuse me, can I go?
Yeah. Tell us about Dara. Oh, she's watching her son on stage. Hang on one second. Tell me a little bit about Dara.
When he was 15 years of age, I used to take him to hurling, to football, to tennis.
They have to go, Joe. Their sons are coming up on the stage. You can understand that. They're not going to miss that wonderful family moment because it's such a special minute. But I'm just running back down here through the crowd.
And Sue McCarthy was right. Her son, Fintan, is a spit. Yes. Of Matt Damon. The only thing he's missing is the super value bag, and they could be mistaken for each other. All the medal winners now are being brought there. So there he is. There's Reese McLennan, who you heard a few minutes ago. Dara and Philip are there. They're the two rowers. They got a bronze, which is incredible. And remember, we came 19th in the world in terms of the over 200 countries competing in terms of our medal haul, which is incredible. And this is Joanne now is talking to Fintan.
Fintan, I'm going to say not for the first time, you have been abandoned.
I know. We'll leave him off. He's doing a really good job at home in CUH. So we miss him, of course, but I think, we'll be reunited soon.
Are you telling me he's gone back to work already?
Yeah, back to work, back to training. So, I think I need a bit more of a rest than that. Fair play to him.
We all need a bit of a rest watching these two in the boat. Fintan, let's talk it through, because until Kelly came along, it had been, or until you two came along, should I say, 1932 was the last time we had back-to-back Olympic champions. You obviously underplayed it the whole time, but can you just take us through what that was like when you finally went through and realised you'd done it?
It was good. You know, I think a lot of people say that, and it's not something we think about too much before. Like, we were just really delighted that we did our best and had a really good race. So we were kind of initially buzzing with that, and then when it kind of sinks in that it's dull gold, it's pretty good as well.
Yeah, it's all right, Fintan, it's all right. Did anybody see the photograph of 2016 when Paul and Gary O'Donovan had won silver in Rio and there was a homecoming down in Skibbereen, and there was a young fella at the back who was watching on, one Mr. Fintan McCarthy. Will you take us through your journey from watching them come home to now being a double gold Olympic medalist?
I think it was surreal because we all train together and do the same training. So that was kind of, I guess, the moment where I realized you know, any of us could do it. So I just trained really hard and then managed to get two of these. So there's probably a few of you in the crowd here now, so just keep at it.
Can I tell you a secret? Not any of us can do it.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Will you tell us about what it's like for the two of you? Because this was a tough year because you were unwell at one stage, and obviously Paul is going off doing other bits and pieces, and you have lives as well to live.
I know, yeah. No, it was a hard year for me, I guess, sickness-wise. Looking back, you know, it probably might be a bit dramatic talking about it like that. You know, I only miss a few weeks, but when it's in the middle of the season, it can really affect results and stuff like that. So it was... He probably did give me a good kick for the last 6 weeks at training towards this, but yeah, I think you definitely need a rest now, and we'll see what happens.
You have certainly earned it. What is going to happen, by the way? Have you decided yet?
Might have to give it a go. We'll see what these lads are doing.
Are you coming for these two? Is this what you're saying?
Oh, we might join forces. We'll see.
Are we talking there could be a fours now in LA? Is this what we're saying?
Who knows?
Okay, because just in case you didn't realise, the event that Fintan and Paul are in are gone for LA, but they might team them up with these two. We'll get to that in a moment. Back-to-back Olympic champions, Fintan McCarthy and Paul, who isn't here as well.
The athlete that started it all off, at least for me, was a Sligo woman. All the way from Grange in County Sligo.
Mona, here comes Mona.
Olympic bronze medalist, ladies and gentlemen. Will you welcome Mona McSharry? I'm out here a small bit, Mona, for me. Mona, what's it like being A, an Olympian, and B, an Olympic medalist?
Dream come true. I think being an Olympian alone was a dream come true. And then, you know, being a two-time Olympian was icing on the cake, and then winning a medal is just that step further. And it's just really exciting and so happy.
Was it everything you thought it would be, that Olympic experience and going up on the podium?
Definitely. I don't think I've ever cried that much. I couldn't stop crying afterwards. I think I was just so overwhelmed with emotions and like seeing all the hard work paid off, and I got to experience something so magical, and had so many family members, friends there to support in person, and so many people watching at home, which just made it that much sweeter.
What was the reaction when you went back to the Olympic Village, because you had won a medal? I mean, the impact must have been so positive with all the other athletes.
Yeah, definitely. Now, I got back to the village at like 1 a.m. and arrived back in my room at like 3. So I didn't meet anyone that night, but the next day I was just met with so much excitement, happy faces. People were so happy. And that's just so nice to know that, you know, other people who are focusing on their journeys are also watching what I'm doing. And I think it's nice to be able to support the other athletes too. And that's the fun thing about the Olympic Games, is you get to be with other athletes, not just other swimmers, but other sports as well.
When I saw you on the TV, when I was watching and shouting at the TV for you, I said, gosh, when you were being interviewed, I know this swimmer, I know this athlete. But then I realized you were a winner of Ireland's Fittest Family.
Yeah. So it's in the genes, I guess. We're all sporty people. But yeah, no, it was nice. And all of Ireland's Fittest Family, the other parts of it, were there to watch me win, so it was nice.
And Mona, what attracted you to the water in the first place? I know your home place is the most beautiful part of the country, and it's on the Atlantic coastline, but is it something about the water?
Yeah, I think I'm a very competitive person, and I always have been, so that needed a channel, and I've always loved the sea, grew up, you know, splashing about in there even before I could swim, so I think that those two things just came together, and I kind of fell in love with moving through the steps of learning how to swim, and then the different stages, you know, starting at community games and building my way up to an Olympic medal. So
since you're bronze medalist and being an Olympic medalist, has life changed, or is it about to change?
I don't know. I feel like I'm the same person, so I'm not sure yet how much has changed. Definitely feel maybe I'm receiving a lot of support, which is really exciting. But yeah, we'll see. A little bit of downtime and then see what the next steps are.
Because you're based in Tennessee, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm still training over in Tennessee at the moment.
Now, I know you hinted that you're not too sure whether you continue on. I think a bit like Kelly Harrington. The people of Ireland will want you to keep going. No mention at all of retirement. Am I right?
Yeah, look, we'll take it 1 year at a time. I'm taking 4 months off to chill, and then I'll see if I miss it that much or I want to move into the next phase of life. But yeah, we'll see.
Well, Mona, since I have the microphone, I can say on behalf of the people of Ireland, you started our Olympics by winning a medal, and the rest continued on. It's been a fascinating journey, and we just want to say how much we admire you and continued success. And well done.
You That's made Mona McSharry. Brenda is back
Ladies
in the crowd. Brenda.
Mona McSharry.
Yes, Joe. Well, I've come kind of slightly back, and there's a wheelchair section, and hanging out of one of the bars, not actually in a wheelchair, but she's found the best seat in the house, is somebody who's probably going to be an Olympian's mum in the future. It's Ellen Keane's mum. What's your name again?
Laura.
Laura, I beg your pardon.
Laura.
Laura, say hello to Joe.
Hiya, Laura.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Great. Great to see you.
Ellen's mum here.
Oh, how are you, Laura? How are you? The neighbour. How are you keeping?
Are you keeping well, he's saying. Hard to hear, Joe. You can understand what
okay.
But Laura, go ahead.
Go, Brenda, Laura, bear with me for a sec. I just want to go to another great swimmer like Ellen Keane, Daniel Whiffen.
It's a bit ill. I don't know if you noticed, because I was meant to be carrying the flag yesterday, but I was in hospital. But we're all good now. I'm happy to be here, and thank you everybody for support. We love you all.
Was that anything to do with this 10K you decided to throw yourself into the Seine for?
Yeah, I think I'm the first person to ever retire from doing one race. But, we did it. We finished 10K, and I'm a dual sport Olympian now as well, so it's pretty cool.
It was absolutely brilliant watching you throughout the week, and it was brilliant listening to your interviews before and after the swims as well. You obviously were so confident going in. Now, beforehand, both you and your brother Nathan kept saying any medal would do. I don't think you actually believed that going into the 800, did you?
No, I definitely knew I was going to win going in, but, you've got to keep your cards close to your chest. But what happy to say, we came over with two, so, yeah.
Will you take us through what it's like? Because most of us will never have a clue what it's like to even compete in the Olympics. But to go in so absolutely certain that you were going to compete in this really, really difficult field, because the swimmers there had done so much. We have world record holders, we have Olympic champions in going up against you. And having all of this support, were you aware of that?
I definitely felt the whole country backing me going into it. And, walking out into the stadium was crazy. You always feel those nerves, but, you got to really level your head, go in and know that everybody back home is supporting you and they want the gold medal as much as you do. So we just got to get the job done and bring it home.
Will you take us through? You definitely took it home, and you took it home in that final 50 in the 800. And you said when you did that brilliant turn that you weren't letting go.
Yeah, I think you just have all this emotion going through yourself during the last 50 metres, and you're like, I'm never going to lose this. I backed myself day and night, and that was what exactly I did.
The amount of work, though, it takes to do any sort of Olympics, to do any sort of swimming event, with the events that you've chosen to specialise in as well, maybe give an example for any of the children perhaps here or who go swimming at home, the sort of hours and just the sheer work that's required.
Yeah, we're training like 26 to 30 hours a week. It's a bit crazy schedule, but it's all worth it in the end when you come away with the medals. So.
You know, I think it was Claire McNamara spoke with your brother before your first final. He suggests he might challenge you soon. Is that true?
Yeah, I'm sure in LA we'll be both on the podium. So
good lad.
I hope everybody looks Daniel. Forward to sharing on the both of us. We'll be making Ireland proud with hopefully a gold and a silver. Me, I'm obviously on the gold one, but he can have the silver. And it'll be a great one. 4 years' time.
Absolutely brilliant. It has been fantastic to watch you and to listen to you as well. Daniel Whiffen, bronze medalist and Olympic champion.
And Brenda, you're there with Laura because Ellen.
I am. Laura, can you hear Joe there? It's hard with the noise. I know.
It's very hard to hear you, Joe.
Okay, you're better. You're lucky. You're lucky, Laura. Tell us about Brenda. You ask Laura about Ellen and the Paralympics.
How's Ellen? Ellen is in a hot weather camp in Fuerteventura getting ready for the final hurrah.
Yeah, her last Paralympics.
And her big race is on the 30th of August. So we're all heading over on the 23rd. Full of excitement, the whole family. And it's going to be one hoolie, whatever happens. She'll do her best. We know she'll do her best, and I just want her to have a great time and be very happy and enjoy it all. It's very hard to hear you. The excitement here is just unbelievable, Joe. Absolutely. It's a fantastic turnout, and each and every one of these athletes, whether they won a medal or not, have been fantastic and entertained us all. And I hope that everybody's going to tune in to the Paralympics.
Yes, absolutely.
Very important. I hope, and I know from the experience after Tokyo, the amount of coverage that we got with Ellen was unreal by the local community all around. And I just want to say a huge thank you for all the support all over the years for Ellen.
Brilliant. And remember, you're Ellen.
Best of luck. We'll all be rooting for Ellen. That's for certain. And Joe, I just want to move along here, if I can, for a minute. Hello, everybody. Hello, hello. Hello, is this Sally?
Hi.
Sally, will you put them in your ears? Now, Sally is in the wheelchair section. Sally, put them in your ears. Say hello to Joe. Tell me a little bit about
Hiya, Sally. You're looking great.
Hello, Joe.
How are you? How are you?
I'm fabulous, haven't I?
You're gorgeous. Only gorgeous.
Sally, tell me, where did you come in from and why did you come here today?
We came in from Cabra, me and my daughter Ruth, to see these fantastic people that made our world so much of a bright place today. Super, Joe.
Well done, well done. And
well done.
There's a great atmosphere, obviously, and it's very well organised. And the crowds are stretching nearly as far back as O'Connor Bridge, I'm told, at this stage, such as the welcome home these incredible people are getting, these incredible sports people. Okay, Brenda, I need to take a quick break. I'll be back to you in a sec.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Back to Brenda. Brenda's still in O'Connor Street.
I certainly am. I've kind of snuck backstage a little bit. Wrong word. Okay. Shouldn't have said that, but you know what I'm saying. And one of the people for me who's absolutely my hero, my heroine, I just absolutely love her, is Phil Healy. You give your heart and soul to everything. And I just hope you're having such a brilliant day today. Will you say hello to Joe there?
No, it's unbelievable to be back home. Like, the reception that we got in Dublin Airport when we arrived in this morning, like, we did not expect that. The amount of people that were just stopping, waving, and then on our way into O'Connell Street, the amount of people just lining the footpaths with flags, waving, and then there's 25,000 plus people out there today. It's crazy. Like, we didn't, like, a homecoming on a Monday at lunchtime, we did not expect a crowd. Like, people would be working and different things like that, but look, the nation, the support has been crazy, and to be a part of the most successful Irish team ever at an Olympics is very, very special. And I suppose for us, being a part of the women's relay team,
yes,
to come away fourth place,
incredible.
Like, it was very, very special. Like, there obviously was a lot of upset in our interview, and I think it's so important sometimes to express the raw emotion because of what it takes to get to an Olympic Games, out of mind when you're out there, when you're in the final, and what you can actually do. So yeah, we're very, very grateful to be a part of the team, and a special mention to all the support, both here today in Dublin, but across the whole of Ireland, who have been reaching out with messages, tweets, like, banners, lining the place with flags. Like, it's just super to each and every athlete a part of Team Ireland.
Isn't that wonderful? And wonderful.
It is wonderful. And, you know, Phil, when you came off and you did that really raw interview after you came fourth, and Charlene was saying, you know, I take responsibility, and everyone was nearly shouting at the television saying, no, don't, we're so proud of you. Did you have to regroup and have a chat about how, as four people, you were going to move forward, kind of separately, of course, in your own lives and your own races and challenges, and come back together as well?
Absolutely. And look, even for Charlene, she ran her fastest split ever in a relay, and Charlene has ran many, many relays. So to do that in Olympic Games, I think it was her fifth race of the championship, like, to come out and do that is phenomenal. Like, we shattered the national record by 3 seconds, and to take 3 seconds off the national record, we collectively have to do something special together. So it's magic to be a part of this team. coming together. We got a European silver earlier in the summer in Rome at the European Championships. So this team has achieved so much, but we belong in these world finals, these Olympic finals. Obviously, Rashida was our first ever female sprint finalist. And then for us girls to come away with another sprint final, like, it's just so, so special. And like, for some of the girls will continue to race on, others will stop and take a little bit of a break before we kick off again into the winter. But yeah, it's just madness. Like, we gel so well together, and that's a credit to our relay coach, Dave McCarthy. And because we do have our individual training groups, we have our own personal coaches, but collectively when we do come together, it's magic.
Joe, do you remember post the, you know, the panel we're talking, and I think it was Rob brought up the fact that maybe yourself and Sophie are working part-time. You're not even full-time athletes, racing against, you know, people from America and Canada and Jamaica, whose whole life since the work kind of came out of the womb dedicated to running. What do you do, Phil, do you mind me asking?
Yeah, so I'm a software engineer and I go back to reality on Wednesday with my full-time job. So like, yeah, look, it's for me, like, it's, I suppose it's good to balance the boat. I know sport isn't going to last forever, and I decided to start full-time work 2 years ago. So I suppose as a software engineer, I have a little bit of flexibility. I can work from home, so that does make it a little easier. But yeah, I suppose you come from the Olympic Games. I've had 4 weeks off. I'm very, very grateful to have that support in the company that I work for. But yeah, it's back to reality, and I'll be back at the desk on Wednesday morning.
Well done. Joe. Well done, Phil. That's incredible.
Incredible.
Yeah. That relay race on Saturday night was one of the best. I know we were pipped. We were, what, as Phil said, the best ever display, the best ever time for a women's relay team in Ireland. Incredible, incredible. And again, what do you hear from the Olympians? Humility, grace, hard work, dignity, and generosity. Brenda, we'll come back to you after this break.
Thank Talk you, to Joe you, on 0818 715 815.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
I see the crowd in the country. It's selfie time for Daniel and Fintan and Reese and Kelly. They're being absolutely mobbed, absolutely mobbed. Taylor Swift, eat your heart out. You won't get this reception in London that the Irish homecoming team, the Irish Olympic team, got today in the centre of our capital. Brenda is still there in the mill.
Yes, I've come back out. I think it's starting to wrap up, but nobody really wants to go home. You know that feeling? You can hear it there. Let's go. Ole. Hello, girls. How are you? Joe, I have a woman. I'm putting this in her ear now. It's very loud. And she's here. She's got her big Irish flag, but she also has a cowboy hat in the Irish colours, but it's all sequins and everything. Hi, what's your name? Are you having a great time?
Hiya, Joe. My name is Carmel, and I drove up from Macroom in County Cork this morning. I left home at 7:15, I think it was, yeah.
Good, well done, Carmel.
Yeah,
well
7:15 to be here. And I have to be home again now for the Cork ladies tonight to celebrate with them in Cork.
Of course, yes, well done, well done, well done, well done. Well done.
Who's your favourite? Who's your favourite today?
Phil Healy. I've had the rowers.
What? Reese McClenaghan is my favourite, Brenda.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. Now, I've another... Your friend is here with you. And I don't know your name, but I do know you have a Swim Ireland jersey on.
Yeah, my name is Patricia, and I swim at Masters for Swim Ireland. So we're just back from European competition, so I appreciate what Danielle and Mona have achieved. It is so amazing. And it's such a privilege to have seen Danielle win his gold and his bronze, and Mona to take her bronze medal by 0.01 of a second. Like, it's only a nail, and it's absolutely incredible. And the atmosphere here today, to see Irish swimmers welcomed like this, is incredible.
Well, I'm going to let you go and sing Grace. Joe, you can probably hear Roisin Noe was taken to the stage.
Grace, yeah.
And she is singing Grace. Thank you, girls. Enjoy every single
okay, Brenda,
minute of it.
I know, Brenda, during the break, you grabbed Charlene. This is Charlene Mosley with Brenda.
No, definitely haven't had a good sleep. But honestly, the atmosphere that's here would just... Like, you just forget about all of that. Like, it's honestly amazing. I really didn't expect anything like this. When we get in a Garda Esper on the way, I was like, hold on, this actually might be quite a big deal. So, no, it's amazing. And we have great weather for it, which is very surprising for Ireland. So, no, it's amazing.
You broke our hearts in that post-race interview. Not because of the result, but because of what you were feeling. We need to know that you don't feel like that anymore, that it was everybody, you were all amazing, that you don't feel like that. You know, that you can move on in your own head.
Yeah, obviously I'm still a bit upset because we were like just so close to that medal. So obviously that is really disheartening. But no, when I found out that the time we had ran would have won a silver medal in any Olympics except 1988, I couldn't be disappointed with that. We took 3 seconds off the national record that we had set not so long ago when we were all in great shape. So yeah, it shows the strength that we're going to. But yeah, I think it definitely pushes me to want to go to LA 2028 now.
But everyone was shouting at their television screens, going, no, don't feel like that. Please don't. We don't need you to feel like that, because, you know, really, as a team, you were amazing. And I think the inspiration to people who've travelled from all over the country to actually see you today is testimony to that. Tell me a little bit about what that means to you, to see particularly the young girls.
Yeah, it means everything. I've got thousands of messages of support from people, and yeah, it's honestly, I couldn't have asked for much more. I didn't realise how much people supported us, and just to see the backing that we have from everyone is amazing. And all the little girls, you know, wearing their bows even in Dublin Airport today, it's so special to see that we're inspiring them. And yeah, they're the next generation, so if we can do it, so can they.
Now, I was looking at you all the time, and I was going, how after running the race does she look so gorgeous? Her makeup is perfect. Like, tell me, how did you do it?
Honestly, we're putting all the setting spray on. At some stages, we're even putting hairspray on our face to keep the makeup on. It was so hot in Paris, but yeah, we just put it on because it makes us feel good. And yeah, if it's on or off by the end of the race, we don't know. But I think in that post-race interview, and we were a bit upset, our mascara was running a little bit. So we have to get onto the waterproof one for next time.
Where are you going back to party now after this? Back home?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go back and meet my friends and family. That will be really nice because I haven't seen them in a long time. My parents were in Paris, and basically all of my athletic club were there as well. So it was nice to see them for like 5 minutes, but to spend more time with them because they've been on this journey with me will be really special.
Well, you are really special. Have a ball out there. Oh, they love you.
Wow, that was the brilliant Charlene Mosley. Brenda, you're near Fintan McCarthy there.
I'm so near, Joe. Woo! I am so near. It's just another gold medalist I happen to be talking to today.
As you do.
And they're getting back onto the team bus. So we might walk and talk, Fintan, will we? Will you say hello to Joe there?
Yeah, sure. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Fintan. And we met your mum earlier, Sue. Lovely, lovely. She's so proud of you, Fintan.
She's
so
in good
proud
form
of you.
Today.
She is.
It's sunny and, yeah, really nice day. So I'd say she's happy.
And congratulations. And to you and Paul. And you said Paul is back in Limerick. It's just a mark of how decent and humble and hardworking you all are. By the way, your mother was taken aback when Brenda said a lot of the women there say you're the split of Matt Damon.
Oh, I don't know if she was taken aback. I've been getting that since I've been about 7 years old, so she must be used to it by now. But okay.
And could we hear it from the horse's mouth, Fintan, about the lift home when he landed in Dublin Airport? Had you not even got one friend who would say, I'll pick you up?
There's been controversy over that. See, we were kind of, I didn't really know what I was doing. So we had the flights booked for the 6th. So we said we'd come home anyway, and I was planning on going back out anyway. I was actually planning on going to Taylor Swift in Austria, but it got cancelled. So I went back out to Paris. But yeah, we just hadn't really booked anything. So when we got in, we were kind of ringing around, and Kieran, who was sitting next to us on the flight, kind of threw his name in and said he had a few spaces for us. So we took him up on the offer, obviously.
It must have been some shock driving down with the pair of you in the back of the car.
Oh, for him, maybe. It was good crack, though. He was lovely, and we had a great time on the way down.
And Joe, of course, Fintan was our flag bearer last night. Yes, what an honour.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, it was so much fun, and just to go out into a crowd of like 80,000 people carrying the flag, such a proud moment. I know. I felt bad for Daniel. He was originally supposed to be doing the job. He was a bit ill after his swim. But yeah, I was delighted to get the call up, and just, yeah, so proud. Yeah. Of course, with Mona by my side doing an amazing job too.
Yeah.
Mona McSharry,
proud of you.
Yeah.
We really are.
Fintan, they've just updated your Wikipedia page.
Oh, yeah?
Fintan McCarthy is an Irish lightweight rower. He's the Irish national champion, world champion, and double Olympic gold medalist. Yeah. That's some opening sentence.
Some CV, yeah.
That is some opening. Will you do Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, I'm not sure about that. We'll have to see.
Well, you're all going to see what's in the works. I guarantee you're all going to be asked, Fintan. You're all going to be... by the way, where are you all going now? Do you know?
To bed, okay. To be honest, yeah. You might be able to hear it in my voice. It's been a rough few days, but...
you deserve it. You deserve it.
It's been such fun, yeah. Can't complain.
And stay well and stay healthy.
We will.
You're good, good people. You really are. And
oh,
you're great.
Million.
You saw that today, Fintan. You saw the inspiration you are to younger people. And just like, and I was thinking back to Italia 90, you're too young, Fintan, to the homecoming, which is the closest I can remember to what happened today in the centre of Dublin. And I know people who met for the first time in College Green at that event and are now married and children and grandchildren. And I'm sure today you brought people together, Fintan. You brought people together.
I hope so. That's what it's all about. So.
And to Paul, your comrade in arms, your comrade in oars, kind regards to him and his family as well, of course. Well done.
Thanks a million. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Fintan.
See you soon.
Fintan, thank you so much.
No worries.
You make it. Hop on the team bus quickly.
I know.
Joy to meet you. Well, Joe, it's kind of winding up here.
Yeah, great.
And I'm moving away from the athletes area. And can I go back in?
What I was struck by, Brenda, when Daniel Whiffen in the 10K in the swimming in the Seine, and he ended up in hospital, and he said he must be the only Olympic competitor ever who participated in his first race at that category and his last race in that category in the one day. He said never again. What Daniel also said in one of the interviews over the weekend when he jumped at the start of that race, which was manic, chaotic, to 10K, someone gave him a punch in the face and that knocked him, as you can imagine. As he set out to swim 10K, which took most people, and these are world's best swimmers, 2 hours. Can you imagine the duration of that swim? It would take anyone else, I think, even to walk 10K, a day and a half. But where are you now, Brandy? You're trying to blag your way in. Where now? Where are you heading?
Honestly, while we're live on air, I've just got moved, let's put it that way, delicately, from the backstage area. I've come right around to the front now. I'm standing outside the GPO. The crowds are dispersing.
Yeah.
And actually quite well as well. There doesn't seem to be any drama in how people are leaving. It's clearing very quickly. But some people want to stay along. They don't want to leave. They're here with their flags, their family. They've made a day out of this. And I'll just see, can I go up and say a quick hello?
And the great thing is, for years to come, this is a day that school children, especially young people, will remember as a fantastic day in the history. Glorious weather, glorious atmosphere, our glorious city centre, and great athletes above all else. Great athletes.
Hello, girls. Wait, I'm live on air. I'm talking to Joe Duffy. What's your name?
Colette Lynch.
Okay, Colette.
Yes.
Now, yeah, you have that in your ear for Joe.
Okay.
Can you describe your effort that you made into coming here today? Head to toe, please, for Joe.
We're coming with lovely Stetson hats in green, gold. And we actually created a banner with a knitted flag.
Yeah.
With our friends from Baltinglass and Kiltegan in County Wicklow and in Dundrum in County Dublin.
Okay. And what does the flag say?
The flag says, it's a knitted Ireland flag.
Oh my God, that's gorgeous.
Yes, a neighbour dropped it into me because she knew I was excited about my niece representing Ireland last year in Nottingham. And so we had this a year done, so we mind it carefully for any special occasion.
So it is a knitted Irish flag. We're going to take a picture of it, Joe, and we'll put it up on the...
The letters are knitted, and then this is about 12 or 15 foot scarf. They kept knitting, you see. We asked them to help us. Yeah. Then they kept knitting bits.
And what does today mean to you?
so much. This we were just talking about Stephen Roach before he came over to us. That was our first homecoming to see Stephen Roach, because we're from Dundrum, and we went in to greet him, and I wasn't married then. That's a long time ago. I'm 36 years married now, so that's how long ago since we came. So this was so important for us to be here for all the Olympians who just burst themselves, didn't they? They just played out of their skin, and they swam out of their skin. It was just fantastic. We're so emotional looking at them coming to see us.
I know. Well, you have the nicest flag on display, and there've been many flags today.
Denise.
Well done. Thanks, Joe.
Yes, Brenda. Yeah, it's Roisin sang Grace as we predicted, and rightly so, and the crowd are dispersing, and the great thing is a lot of the crowd will all stay in town. A lot of the families will ramble now down, hopefully down Henry Street, North Earl Street, Talbot Street, have a cup of tea, have a burger, have an ice cream at O'Connell Street with the kids, because it is a day to remember. Really is a day to remember.
And it certainly is. Final word to you. What's your name?
My name is Breed Conley. I'm home from Australia to be at this huge event here. I just got here the other day, and I'm a bit jet lagged, but a bit of sunshine and gold medals, and I'm right.
And did you come home especially for
no us? No, I didn't. I was watching it in Australia, and getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning watching it. And when you're in Australia, you don't see much of other countries because there's so many Australians, and we had over 400 competitors. But then when you see an Irish person, you know, tipping the wall to win a gold medal, it was just unbelievable.
I'm from Donegal.
I'm from Donegal.
We're not used
to seeing Irish medals. We're just not used to seeing it, and it's just incredible. It's just, you can't describe it. It's just, and then to hear the national anthem at the Olympics. I was at the Sydney Olympics 24 years ago, and it's really the most incredible event, you know, to be part of, or to just be in the audience, and you just roar and scream for whoever, you know.
Well, I think you've captured perfectly what everybody has been feeling here today. And the crowd are now dispersing. Some people are still dancing, Joe. You can't blame them. But it is a beautiful afternoon here. And all the shops, as you said, will benefit. So everybody's smiling.
Great. Well done, Brenda. You're brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
A joy.
Brent, thank you to everyone involved. Thanks to RT Sport under Declan McBennett. They deserve a gold medal for the work they've done. Both in front of the mic, behind the mic, and in front of the camera, behind the camera. I know a lot of the lads and women who are out there, and they've done non-stop work. They've done an incredible job. But well done to everyone, and above all, Team Ireland, and both again in front, on the track, off the track, in the ring, outside the ring, on the river, outside the river. Incredible achievements. Okay, Ruth Kenton was the South broadcast coordinator, Shane Gobb, producer Dave Sherry, and Anna Geary is next. But let's finish on the great Mary Bourne singing last Wednesday, live on Liveline, at Kelly's house in Portland Row, where all the locals and lots more will be there at 7 o'clock this evening to welcome Kelly home. This is Mary Bourne singing Kelly's favourite song, and indeed her mother's favourite song and Christy's favourite song, and it's called Grace.
As we gather in the chapel here in old Kilmainham jail, I think about these past few weeks. Oh, will they say we failed? From our school days, they have told us we must yearn for liberty. Yet all I want in this dark place is to have you here with me. Sing it with me. Oh, Grace, just hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. They'll take me out at dawn and I will die. With all my love, I'll place this wedding ring upon your finger. There won't be time to share our love, for we must say goodbye. Now I know it's hard for you, my love, to ever understand, the love I bear for these brave men, my love for this dear land. So when Padraic called me to his side down in the GPO, I had to leave my own sick bed. To him I had to go.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Harry Curry. The outlook just got even brighter with further reductions all summer. In store or at harrycurry.com.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815 or send your WhatsApp voice notes to 087 484 8888.